You're listening to the Cyber and Crime Files. I'm your host, Michelle Lamb. My next episode on file is about how law enforcement across the globe came together after millions have their data compromised. Let's take a look into our next file, when Emotet botnet strikes. You may want to add securing your data to your spring cleaning list. A new security breach has compromised millions of email addresses. Authorities say that just over 4.3 million email addresses were harvested by the Emotet botnet. The FBI, teaming up with the website Have I Been Pwned, also known as HBIP, to help notify victims. For those of you who are not familiar with some of these terms, a botnet is a network of private computers infected with malicious software and controlled as a group without the owner's knowledge. Botnets can be used to perform distributed denial of service DDoS attacks, steal data, send spam, and allow the attacker access to the device and its connection. The computers infected with Emotet malware are part of a botnet, which is a network of compromised computers, meaning the threat actors can remotely control the infected computers in a coordinated manner. And what's even worse is that the owner of the victimized computer doesn't even know, or they usually don't know, that their computer is infected. In addition to this, Emotet's infrastructure has compromised hundreds of servers globally, allowing operators the ability to spread to new machines, offering malware as a service, making the malware even more dangerous. Have I Been Pwned is a website created by security expert and Microsoft Regional Director Troy Hunt. It allows users to check whether their personal data has been compromised by data breaches. How it works is the service collects and analyzes hundreds of database dumps and paste bins containing information about billions of leaked accounts and allows users to search for their own information by entering their username or email address. Before I move on, for those of you who might need clarity, a database dump contains a record of the table structure and/or the data from a database and is usually in the form of a list of SQL or structured query language statements. SQL is used to communicate with a database. A database dump is most often used for backing up a database so that its contents can be restored in the event of data loss. Pastebins, also known as text storage site, is a type of online content hosting service where users can store plain text, for example, source code and snippets. Have I Been Pwned, or HIBP, users can sign up to be notified if their email addresses appear in future dumps. This site is a widely used resource for internet users who want to protect their privacy and security online. Just to give you an idea of how much Have I Been Pwned's service is used and needed, HIBP currently contains about 11 billion pwned accounts with a host of data breaches, as well as massive credential stuffing lists from the internet used by threat actors to hijack accounts with previously breached email addresses and passwords. Back in 2019, it reportedly had about 160,000 visitors per day and close to 3 million active email subscribers. Also, before moving on, I wanted to note that credential stuffing is a cyber attack in which credentials obtained from a data breach on one service is used to attempt to log into another unrelated service with that same information. Going back to the details of the Emotet botnet security breach, the FBI obtained millions of email addresses from Emotet servers after the January takedown of the Emotet botnet in a joint effort by law enforcement in the US, Europe, and Canada. This takedown put a stop to what is being described as the world's most dangerous botnet by Europol. The Emotet botnet reportedly wreaking havoc on the internet since 2014. The coordinated efforts proved successful in stopping the world's largest botnet that spread ransomware, banking trojans, and was used to send out millions of spam emails with malware across the world daily. Now, getting back to the January takedown, In January, law enforcement in the Netherlands took control of Emotet's key domains and servers, stopping the operators from using the botnet to spread more malware. Germany's federal police agency, also known as BKA, created and pushed an uninstall update that was set to remove the malware from all infected computers on April 25th. That kill switch was activated and removed the malicious Emotet botnet malware from 1.6 million infected computers globally. How the process reportedly worked? Law enforcement officials delivered an Emotet update using the file emotetloader.dll. That removed the malware from all infected devices. The run key in the Windows registry of infected devices was then removed to ensure that Emotet modules were no longer able to start automatically and all servers running Emotet processes were terminated. As stated earlier, the FBI is working with security expert Troy Hunt and using his website Have I Been Pwned to help alert consumers who may have been targeted. On his website, TroyHunt.com, Hunt said, quote, "Following the takedown, the FBI reached out and asked if I Have Been Pwned, HIBP, might be a viable means of alerting impacted individuals and companies that their accounts had been affected by Emotet," end quote. He said this wasn't the first time he was contacted by law enforcement, and HIBP was actually used by Estonia's Central Police a few years ago. Hunt teamed up with the FBI. He received 4,324,770 email addresses from various countries and domains. The addresses are actually sources from two separate groups of data obtained by the agencies during the takedown. The first group, email credentials stored by Emotet for sending spam victims mail providers, and the second, web credentials harvested from browsers that stored them to expedite subsequent login. In his blog post, Hunt mentioned the plan to upload the data. Instead of uploading as two separate incidents, it was decided to be loaded into HIBP as a single breach. In conjunction with the FBI, Hunt provides the following recommended guidance for those that find their information in the collection of data from that breach. Keep security software such as antivirus up to date with current definitions. He personally uses Microsoft Defender, which is free, built into Windows 10, and updates automatically via Windows Update. Change your email account password. Also change passwords and security questions for any accounts you may have stored in either your inbox or browser, especially those of higher value such as banking. For administrators with affected users, refer to the YARA rules released by DFN Cert, which include rules published by the German BKA. Hunt goes on to say whether you're a victim of this breach or not, old security best practices remain important, meaning use a password manager to create strong and unique passwords, use two-factor authentication, and keep operating systems and software patched. As a security measure, Hunt has flagged this incident as sensitive in HIBP, so it is not publicly searchable. He said, quote, "I've taken this approach to avoid anyone being targeted as a result of their inclusion in Emotet. All impacted HIBP subscribers have been sent notifications already," end quote. According to Hunt, individuals will have to verify control of the address via the notification service or perform a domain search to see if they're impacted. If you want to see if your information has been compromised, you can do so by going to haveibeenpwned.com. That's HAVEIBEENPWNED.com. And if you want to learn more about security expert Troy Hunt, visit TroyHunt.com. That's TROYHUNT.com. And of course, if you feel that you've been a victim of a cybercrime, you can contact your local authorities or the FBI by visiting www.fbi.gov/investigate/cyber. Thank you for stopping by and be sure to follow the show on social media. The Twitter handle is Cybercrime Files, and on Instagram, the handle is Cyber and Crime Files. If you forget, you can just click the logos on the website and it will take you directly there. Thank you for listening to the Cyber and Crime Files. Until next time, have a good one.